So I guess I have, 5 minutes here just to talk about a few things that I'd written down last night. The first thing, and we could see it from those maps, was corridors and this connectivity. And it made me think about traveling safely. I mean, all of us traveled here. We all travel safely. And with the animals this time of year, I mean, they've kind of scoped it out and figured out where you can be and where you can't be. You know, it's nice to have a preserve in the middle of an area that's being hunted. It's nice to have a place where you can stop, along the way. And I see that more so now. I've been helping in the North Elkhorns with some travel planning, providing some input, because there's one two-mile trail there in 16 square miles. That's the only trail on the Forest Service map. And you have to have a system trail in order to have, to have it stay on the map and be maintained. But there's about 16 miles of unsystem trails. And so lots of pressure, lots of hunting. And where do the animals go? They go to the subdivision, just north of that now. They figured out that if they can be in somebody's yard, they're safe.
Yeah.
Than if they can be anywhere else, So they're off on private land and not on public land, which presents, policy issues that I'm sure the next couple walks we'll talk about. So this idea of corridors, and so a long time there's been this Y2K, from Yukon to Yellowstone, Y to Y, maybe? Y to Y. Yeah, yeah. And then there's legislation, NEREPA, that comes up every year to try to take a scientific approach to the landscape and say, what does it need to be with a certain set of values looking towards habitat as opposed to human habitat, just habitat for animals and life in the mountains. So that goes on. And so corridors are super important. And we're already seeing over that little hill there, and you go up another 5 miles and back towards the divide, there's wolverines that are in that area. There's grizzly bears that are in this area, not right behind you, but further back on the other side. There's actually on the west side of the divide up here, it's quite isolated. You see that mountain, that's Lines Mountain, I think it's above the Bacchus Ranch, but back that way is the Continental Divide. We've seen, you go there in the spring and you'll just see the grizzly bears have just dug up their food supply, of roots and stuff as they're walking along that. And you think about where they lived before we were here. I mean, obviously you'd want, they were plains animals. And so they were using the same corridors and looking for safety and safe passages as everybody else. So anyway, corridors. We're in the midst of them. And on that map, you could see the importance of preserves and part of that. And then movement, moving safely through with the Continental Divide, just being able to translate. And I think about, like in the Black Lives Matter thing, and in Ta-Nehisi Coates' book that he wrote a letter to his son on, I can't think of the name of it right now, but he says, freedom is the freedom of my body, not having somebody else control my physical body, whether it's being arrested. And I think we could agree that that's really an important kind of ethical value, not allowing other people to control our physical being in our body. And so that's something else that happens with these landscapes. I mean, we're not out, you're not telling the fox where he can go or can't go. Maybe you are, but he's not listening to you. So there's that type of movement and safety. And then I heard a little story from Tolstoy, and I went back and reread it last night. It's called How Much Land Does a Man Need? Maybe you've heard that. And so it's about basically, for those of you who haven't, this cut to the end of the story, this person has a chance to get all this land at a really good price. He just has to be able to walk it in one day. So I start here and I walk and I walk and I walk and I walk back to it. I can have that, And what do humans do? Walk a little too far, stretch it out a little too long, spend your whole life trying to get that extra, and then you don't get it, right? And what I think is wonderful about this landscape and this particular time and place is we don't have to live that way. We can walk freely, have movement, have safety, walk with with a sense that we're inhabiting the environment with other people. It's such a luxury to do that. It's definitely a first world type of thing. So I guess I'll just leave you with this great thought that we're here together. It's been a great process to talk. There's two more of these coming up, both on hunting and conservation, and then policy, where the rubber meets the road for policy wonks. And I'm just feel very fortunate to be here. And as I didn't get to say at the beginning, especially since we're here today because the world was supposed to end yesterday, and we're actually got skated by. If you didn't read the news, but we skated by with one more day. Just missed it again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Marisa, for welcoming us to your home.